Hi, my name is Ryan Ragazine. I'm the writer and the producer of Thinkersensitive. I was born in Detroit, Michigan, and I grew up right outside of the city till I was about 20 years old. The story of my upbringing and my background as it pertains to Thinkersensitive really begins when I was 12 years old. So at 12 years old, I actually lost my faith in God, and I still remember this moment very vividly. And from that point on, my journey and my experience really mirrored the journey and the experience of René Descartes, who's known as the father of modern philosophy. And Descartes went through a long journey, a long process in his life where he deconstructed all of his beliefs and his preconceived notions. And then as he went on in life, he ended up reconstructing his belief system and his worldview. And my experience really mirrored that. So my loss of faith when I was 12 years old resulted for me in a profound existential crisis, a crisis of identity. I became very depressed. I lost a sense of reality, and I lost a sense of meaning and purpose in my life. And as I got a little bit older, I turned to philosophy to really sort things out and work through things and find answers. As I reached my 20s, I ended up reconstructing my worldview and my belief system, and I came back to the faith of my childhood. So when it was time for me to go off to college, because the question of God was central to me, and because that question was so central in my intellectual development, I decided to study theology, which is the study of God. And so in college, I became really passionate about learning and acquiring knowledge, even to the point of it becoming an obsession, which was unhealthy for me. But I became really passionate about my subject matter and what I was studying. And so I decided to go on to grad school to study it at a deeper level. In grad school, within my degree program, I was given the freedom to split my degree cleanly between philosophy and theology. And so I was reunited with my first love, which was philosophy. Towards the end of graduate school, my heart was really set on pursuing a PhD, becoming a professor, and teaching in the academy. But things changed. Things changed in my personal life, and they began to change on a cultural level. And as time moved on and as society continued to change and evolve, it really became apparent to me that maybe podcasting would be a better alternative for me than teaching in college. Chad and I are co-owners of Thinkersensitive. We met at a philosophical discussion forum at the college that we both attended in the Dallas, Texas area. We shared the same mentor, and we became friends through civil arguments and lively debates. After college, we ended up going our separate ways, but we ended up in Colorado at the same time for a short period, where we eventually started to collaborate on this project, Thinkersensitive. I love music. When I'm not playing music, I'm writing music. When I'm not writing music, I'm listening to music. I listen to music all the time. I listen to music when I'm at work, when I'm in the car, when I'm at home. So music is something that I'm very passionate about. I also really enjoy sports. I love playing sports. I love watching sports. Growing up in Detroit, of course, I like all the Detroit sports teams. I'm a huge Michigan Wolverine fan. But now that I live in Colorado, I've definitely developed a passion for hiking and exploring and traveling. And that's something that I think the state of Colorado has brought out in me. And then, of course, I love philosophy and I love theology. That's basically all I read is I read a bunch of dead philosophers and dead theologians, but I learn a lot and I get a lot out of that as I apply it to our contemporary context. And then last, but definitely not least, I am married to a wonderful woman who saved my life at a very dark period in my life. And she is my light and someone that I always lean on. At Thinkersensitive, we value a lot of things. Things that we believe in, things that we want to live into, and things that we want to model. First and foremost, we value knowledge and we value truth. We believe in the power of reason and the power of rationality, the power of logic. We also, though, value skepticism and believe that there's a base skepticism that we should have towards different viewpoints and towards different ideas, and even within our own beliefs. We care about critical thinking and critical questioning. In fact, one of my personal values is essentially to question everything. We also value the idea of self-criticism. So being able to criticize ourselves and criticize our own thinking. And that relates to notions of authenticity, just being authentic, being sincere, and being honest, honest about what we believe and honest about where we ourselves have erred and made mistakes. Another value that we have is the value of humility. Humility in terms of what we believe and what we think about things. So to hold our opinions and our beliefs and our worldviews with a sense of humility and a sense of openness. And that is also tied to the notion of just being open-minded towards the views of others and the beliefs of others. Another thing that we really value is the notion of civility. Being civil in discourse, in discussions, being civil in the midst of even debates and arguments. So civility is something that we really want to model and something that we really believe in. We are strong proponents of what we call true tolerance. So a tolerance of divergent opinions, a tolerance in the midst of disagreements, a reciprocal tolerance. And we are definitely major advocates of both freedom of thought and freedom of speech. And those are big values of ours that we believe in and that we want to model. We value courage, the courage to tackle tough topics, the courage to face challenging ideas head on, rather than evading them or ignoring them or sweeping difficulties and challenges under the rug. I personally have never been someone who ignores difficulties. I want to face them head on and think through them and work through them. Lastly, we believe in the ideas of charity and equity, of treating the opinions of others and the views of others in a fair manner and a just manner, rather than misrepresenting them or distorting them. Balancing these values perfectly is humanly impossible, and we know this. But this doesn't stop us from striving to model these values and to practice these values and to live them out the best that we can. We believe that many of these values that we just discussed are too often lacking in contemporary society. And so we just want to shine a light on some of these values and bring more attention to them. We also think that the questions of philosophy and theology are the most important questions that one can ask. And we want to see more people asking these questions and dealing with these issues. And we want to foster an environment where people can think through difficult topics in a comfortable environment and in freedom. And so we see a bit of a void in this area, and we think that there's an absence of content creators today who are dealing with the big questions of life in an accessible manner. And we just want to help create this space where people can ask the questions and deal with the difficult issues, while also modeling the values that we so deeply believe in. If this is resonating with you, then we would like to invite you to take part in this journey to explore the big questions in life with us. Welcome to Thinker Sensitive.